6 year in Paul Shaw, with Rupshin Lamadhe, 1975 summer.
Holos means that he put the in hot water. Ulashisha, so in other words, so it becomes a rich lechem. So it's not a lechem. So lechem it is, we see from the Torah. That even though he was holos, even though he put the flour in hot water, so it's not a koya of lechem. It's only a koya of lechem, but not a koya of lechem. Ulashisha. Ashisha means something very thick. A pancake is called ashisha. Something that's very thick. Yochel Levitzi Odin of the Bosem, Elo be Pasatoy. Pasatoy. That means paski, more coarse pass. In other words, that one cannot be Yetze except if it's in Pasatoy. In other words, if it's coarse pass. But even if it's a less nikio, but you can matish of shleit, so is it. If you came back on the Buma Lechavini, Ratli Homu to Lashish. So Rashi says, Ratli Homu to Lashish, Rashi and Israel, they both explain, I mean, Rashi doesn't say anything for them. It is presumed that Rashi agrees with Israel, since he doesn't say anything. That Lechemeini, the reason is why Cholut is no good, or Ashisho is no good, because it's not Lechemeini. It's not Lechemeini. The Balamoya explains it differently. With God, the Balamoya. He explains it, in came out of Lechemeini, Prat Lecholut Ashisho. So Ashisho is no good because it's not Lechemeini. But Lechem it is. Cholut is no good because it's no Lechem altogether. You see, not like Tesis. And apparently Rashi agrees with Tesis, even though Rashi doesn't say anything. Since he doesn't say it, so it is assumed that he agrees with Tesis. That, in other words, we are made from Lechemeini, not only Ashisho, but also Chol. The Balamoya says, Prat Lechol Lashisho. In other words, so Ashisho is Nismayit from Meini, and Chol is Nismayit from Lechem. It's no Lechem altogether. Umay Mashma, so what is Ashisho? Ashisho is dependent. A matzah that is very thick. Umay mashma the high ashisho mishne dechshivu said that ashisho has the connotation of being rich, valuable. Like yichsiv vayachlek lecholom lecholamim Yisrael leish vadisho leish chalas lechem achas leish parechot vashisha chalas lechem achas. Eshpa means a big portion of meat. Vashisha yom arav kolom barabe. Eshbo is echad mishish of the pah, 1/6 of the pah. It's a big portion of meat. Ashisho echad mishish of the eifo. So it's 1/6 of an eifo of kemach. So we see that it's a big portion of kemach. So the word ashisho means a pancake, a thick bread, a thick matzah. Ufili lishmuel, yom ashmuel. Ashisha gav lechamo. That Ashisha here in Shmuel means not, does not have reference to a certain kind of bread, one sixth of an eighth of kemach, but it is a certain measure of a cask of wine. We see, when we see that Ashisha can have the meaning of wine, we see, I mean, a cup of wine, a cask of wine. So nobody there tells of the Jews, I mean, that they are not good, I mean, that they are only interested in affluence and in pleasure. So they love wine, I mean, cups of wine, casks of wine. So we see that Ashisha can have the meaning of a cask. So here, Ashisha Achas also means a certain measure of wine. Not a measure of flour, not a penny. Alright. Tun Rabba. So in other words, so we have two shot in the Gemara. When we say that Cholut is Nismayit, so according to the Israelites, Cholut is Nismayit from Lechemim, but Lechem it is. According to Ramoyer, so we say, Lechemim, Prat lechovot lashisho, so that means ashisho is nismayel from lechemeli, it's not lechemeli, lechem it is, but cholut is no lechem. Now let's see the teitzves. How do we know that teitzves explains, assumes, that both are nismayel from lechemeli, but lechem it is? So it is the teitzves. Prat lechovot, mashma lechovot havelech, el lechemeli. The other one is so much, my house on the series, then the price, when it mentions house on the series, so what does it mean? Hold. Hold your own back. In other words, in pledge that was made rich by stirring it in hot water. So, hold your own back. Mashma. So, mashma. You'll have a lechet. You'll put up in a halloween come on. So, mashma do have a lechem, it is potter of chale we come. So, chale samaseres is potter of chale. Why it's not lechem? And what is chale samaseres? If it stirred it in hot water. So we see that it's a goya of shem lechem altogether, not just lechemain. And here we are reminded from lechemain, the implication being that lechem it is. So from this thesis we see, the thesis doesn't explain it more than the way the balamoya does. In other words, we say lechemeini prat lecholut, so cholut too is inspired only from lechemeini, but lechem it is. And there we see that cholut is a koy of shem lechem altogether. So we put on lechale. So we come on maile b'lubose rakot, moshe poishu. So in other words, when the Gemara says chale samaseres is potter of chale, that means it says no shem lechem. So there it has reference to a blue rack. To a blue rack. If there was a blue rack and he stirred it in hot water, so then it's no lechem altogether. Mashiach came here when he say that it's not lechem, but lechem it is, so it has reference to a blue in a hoche with the hoder afyevitam. So it is, so there, here, it has reference to the case where it was never bitano. So the name of lechem it is, but it's not like me. Ach koshe, the amilam ve'achele yitzava gav v'chalte yinkore, kim v'hodo v'afi bitano, oi bilufes. If he was able to bitano, atano means on behalf, but bilufes means in the pen. So, Oibiyufes, Lechem Tvinon Be'yom Mitzvah was in the Pesach. So even though it was put in hot water, but if afterwards he puts it in the Tanu, so he can even be Mikayim, the Mitzvah of Matzeh, so we see that it's even Lechemini. In Rav Metam, he also named Ma'ayre, because it was in Rakon. He came to Ma'fiel of Lechem Miklau, the Achar of Yosef, who the Choshev Lechem, Hoshiv name lechemeini, kibni shebun losirak. So Tam says that over there when it says he can be mikayim the mitzvah of matzeh, so it has reference to the lorak, and then he was able to bitano. So how does it become lechem to the afir bitano? But in view of the fact that the brilek was a brilorako, so the melee it's a lechemeini. Mashiach came here, so we are dealing with the blue oval. So he's it's not like a maybe. It's hot enough in that. So it's not like a maybe because the blue with the blue oval. Alright, so we see from this thesis that thesis holds that when the Gemara says Prat Lecholut, so it's this might from like a maybe, but like a maybe. Alright. Don't know. A nefin pasobo the Pesach, Dibbe Bisham, Ubisil Matir, Vichama pasobo Rabune Tef, Shechimotzilu Bilemcha Aponim Tef. Now by Lachim Aponim, so it's like a Minche, so it's also Lovin Lechonis. So, and this was a Tefach. The thickness was a Tefach. So we see that the Tefach is over. Maskim Rabin said, Mombo bislizi, Yemu bishenu bislizi. Mombo bipas amilo, Yemu bashena amilo. Mombo bitsi mibeichin, Yemu bitsi bachim. Mombo bitanacham, Yem will become a tzeile, and so all these things were only the samigdosh. So it's no raya that that its tefach is all right, even mitano tzeile and in etzilach. Yimom will become a shal matres, yem will become a shal keres. Omer avir mevarabesh, shalti esrebi, shalis esrebi bilichut, umane rab. Igedam mevarabir mevarabesh, omer rab, shalit esrebi bilichut, umane rabbi nakodesh. ומי פסובו פס ברובו ומי קורא לי פסובו בשביל בפיל שבלישה בשביל בפיל שבלישה so in other words, so he says that it's not פסובו but פס ברובו פס ברובו הר בכרון ביחד ולאף משום חימוץ לא חדו ובכרון עם דק עם גורם ומשום ביקותו להתיר חדרי צורך ופה יסי נבאס ודאי תנה לפס ברובו פסו בקורא מי תנה? So why is פס ברובו עושה על פסח? אם משקותו נכתיר חדרי צורך because it doesn't need so many so it's not the same of יונטב מי יהיה בפסח עד ביונטב נעמד? So every יונטב אין לך נעמד מי תנה ביונטב של פסח פה? תנה אין הלוך ושם הם נמנית לפסו ביונטב ובסירל ובסיר מתיר, בסיר מתיר. So תגיד לי, בסיר מתיר, אם תגיד לי, בסיר מתיר, כי נאמינו מראה בסישו, ואיף אותנו מלכורינס, אף על פי שנצליחו רק מכיקר אחד. So, אבל מה הוא יש? Why? Because that would be better. אם תתנו, is filled up. So then, each pass would be better, each kicker would be better. So that's why it's good. אבל אם אלי סתנו פעם אחרת, לקם על משם. תודה רבות, יצים מפס מקיו ובעד רוי, ובסריקים המציורים בפסק. So you can יצא with fine flour and with coarse flour, so you can eat. We'll be speaking on Tzion the Pesach. Even if you have, even if you made certain designs, on the matzah you can still be eating. After this, you're always speaking on Tzion the Pesach. So even though the Chathil were not allowed to make designs on the matzah because that involves extra time, so even though it doesn't become chometz when it's less than a shiur meal, but the chatchila you're not allowed to spend time in making designs on the matzeh, but the eved, you can be it. Omer Rav Yehuda, Dor Hazeh Shol, Vayitzu Benzudu L'Chachomim, Mipnei Ma Omru Eliksin Srikin Amtziyon Mipesach, Omru Lei, Mipnei Sholisho, Sheyo Oleo Machmetzoso. So extra time is spent on making the design. So Mimele, you're not allowed and not allowed lechatchile to spend any time on these. Omer lehem, efcher yaseno bitvutzi mitmehenu, he can do it mimol. So in other words, he won't have to spend time. So, mitmehenu kive, in other words, he'll do it quickly. Omer lehem, yeinu kol asrikim asuri, usrikim vaisus mitoru. So that is a certain expression. In other words, the Gemara mentioned that we've gotten in other places that were sins to that split bisons. He had a certain mold, so he could make the design without spending time. But all others, didn't have that mold. So mainly we cannot be Matthew or Joss, split bisons. Because of my sight, because the one who would see it, he will not know that this is split bisons. So he'll think that time was spent, extra time was spent. So mele, we don't allow even sweet advice. Even sweet advice. So that is used as an expression. In other words, that even circumstances, when something on its merit should be new there, but if there is a meaning of marasayim, so it's also. So we say, so we apply this expression. Yeimu kola srikim asurim, sweet advices, mutom. אומר רב אלעזר ברב צודק, פעם אחת נכנס שיח הרב ובישראל גמליאל והביאו בפניו סריקין המציורים בפסח. אמרתי, אבו לא ייקח עומר חכמי אין איסין סריקין המציורים בפסח? אמר לי, מי? לא ישכלו עוד אמרו, El Roshan Martin Mimon. So in other words, so he said, so according to this logic, so only Shamachtei, on the contrary, if it's not made by bakers, so then it's more humble. Why? Why is it so? Because a baker, you know, he wants to distinguish himself in the matzahs that he does. So maybe he spends more time, but a private person, he doesn't care. So there it's mud. So according to the first notion, so a private person is allowed to make a design. Because a private person is not interested, you know, in making it extra beautiful. So in Melee, there is no chash that a lot of time will be spent in making the design. But Shenkin Baker, he's tempted to make it as beautiful as possible. So in Melee, it's awesome. So it's awesome. That's the first motion. Then the second motion is the reverse. Ike Dame Hohe Konale, Lushe Machte Inuomo, Elushe Kolodom. So on the contrary, the reverse. So we say so Nachte Baker is Muta, because usually a baker is an expert, so he has moments. Masheike, he doesn't have to spend any time. Masheike, the private person, he doesn't have any moment, so then he has to spend time, so it's awesome. Omar Abeis, Aisin speaking giving the kicking. When it's very thin, then Aisin speaking giving with coils. So in other words, so you can make speaking, Aisin speaking with your kicking and kicking. We will imagine the dakim of pushing if it's very thin. Then you marry Lachin. Avaloi mitzayim in a sohobit with coils. We will take Ubion, Machmitzin, Vishio Moetz. But if it's not very thin, so then we shouldn't make any design. So from this Gemara it's mashma that it's all right to make a design. Why is it all right? Because the Gemara says that there are certain cases where it's better to make designs. According to one Moshe, so a private person is allowed to make a design. According to another Moshe, that can make not a private person. So there are situations where a design is mutter, but even in those cases where design is mutter, according to one motion by baker, according to one motion by balabais, so it's only if it's a thin, if it's very thin, but if it's relatively thick, then it's the mailah. So in other words, even if we say that you are allowed to make a matter of hope, matter because the Gemara say that it's not possible, but it's possible, okay? But it's still in my lachmas. The thicker the ise, the quicker it is machmit. So in Mele, to spend extra time in making designs, even though it's much less than she'll meal, so he's over. You're not allowed to do it. Alright. Toda Rabban. Hasegunim, Babushunim, Beiskritim, Vichalas Amaseves, Behamedumo, Pturim Nahal. Hasugunim, that's the literal meaning of Sugunim means a sponge. Sponge cakes. And it's in the form of sponge. Babushunim, honey cakes. Beiskritim, certainly in the form of a paste. Vichalas Amaseves. Chalas Amaseves, that means hobbit, if it was stirred in hot water. Behamedumo. Hamedumo means if Tumo fell into the whom that into which Tumo fell. So Mele is water of Hal. Why? Because Tomimu Tumo, the Roy Shekro Hoyotum. So it's water of Hal. My Halas Amaseres, Omar of Yeshua the Levi, Zechovichalolibat. So that means if it was stirred in hot water. So it's water of Hal. It's not lechet. If it was stirred in hot water, so it's not lechet. Omar Ish Lokish. How long my seyul fesim? So, now, let's see the Rashi. Hasu gunim asuyi kisvud, like sponges. Sponges. But if you, if it's mitubah with bash, the kulam lechet, vaskeliti. Eskeliti in the form of a paint, asuyi kitzapichas. In Targimon, iskelito. Shelmoshim isoson rakomeit. So the Mishay is a Misorak. המסירה סתם של מחבס, הוא טול מחלק, יחזיב החוק על לחם אורץ, והחמים הבכנו, וכאן בפורשטיין, והמדומה, חום שנופלו תחומו לסייכו, תספות, ותורימו תחומו כסי, ולוי שכבור היו תחום, ולוי שכבור היו תחום. חובות שמרובעתי, אם נעסק את כבר, ושלו כשעקו לכל, ולאב רחוק רבישו דלוי בוס. So, Bishwaki says, how long am I saying you're present? In other words, all these are supporting, shooting, speaking. So, in other words, so it has reference to the case where he baked them in a pan. Not on the hearth, not on the tongue or on the hearth, but he baked them in a pan. So even though he baked them, so he baked them in a tongue, but not on the tongue itself, not on the hearth. Put in the pan, so it's not maizetano. Maizetano is when it's baked, when it's placed on the hearth. And this, in view of the fact that it was baked in the pan, so mainly it's not maizetano, so mainly it's water of hearth. This is what the Shlokh says. The Rageichen no ma masinut eschayot. Alolu she osu mechamo. So when does he say? Do he say? That's a good question in the speaking. Is water of challah, even if it was baked in the sun, but if it was baked in a new place, in a pan, so then it was sukkini and dufshini is chayav the challah. Now, Abnetam says, Abnetam mentions, Abnetam's pshat in this Gemara on the base, he takes the Brahmasra, the full hour of our single story. So, Abnetam says, that the whole machlekes of Mishmoki Shem Rabbi Yechanan has reference to the case where the Bila was a Bila Rak. Where the Bila was a Bila Rak. So then, so the Bila was a Bila, so Sukul, that means, Sukul means, sponge, that was in the form of sponge. So the Issa was made in the form of a sponge. In other words, it was a Bila Rak, not a Bila Rak. So Mishloki says, so according to Rabbi Yechanan, even in the Bila was a Bila Rako, even though the Bila was a Bila Rako, but if he baked it, even though it was baked in the pan, not on the hearth. So it's the same thing, so it's Chai Bechal. So it's the Shem Lechem, and it's Chai Bechal. And Mishloki says, no, view of the fact, that the Bila was a Bila Rako, the Bila Rako. So according to Rabbi Yechanan, so this has reference to the case where it was baked in the sun. So that's why it's part of Chal. So it doesn't have Shem Lechem. But if instead of being baked in the sun, it would be baked in a pan, in a new fence, so then it would be Chayv the Chal, even though the Bila was a Bila Rako. That's Rabbi Yechanan. And Shloki says, this price that says, Subun Shom is creeping, is water of Chale has reference even to a case where it was baked in the pan. So, in view of the fact that the Bila was a Bila Rako, even though it was baked in the pan, so it is still water of Chale because it's not Maisetano. When is it Maisetano if it is baked on the hearth? Mashainke, says Avatar. If the Bila original was a Bila, or even though the intention was to bake it in the sun, but as long as the Bila itself was a Bila, or so then it acquires a Shem Lechem through the Bila, regardless of the manner in which the Afiyah was made. Even if the Afiyah was made in the sun, but as long as the Bila was a Bila, or so it acquires a Shem Lechem for the Bila, and it's Chai Bechal. But this Baise has reference to a case of a Bila Rach. So the Mele, through the Bila, it didn't acquire Shem Lechem, because it wasn't a Bila. So the Bila itself wasn't Mechai Bechal. It didn't acquire Shem Lechem through the Bila. So then it has to acquire Shem Lechem through the Afiyah. So mainly the Baisa says, if the Afiyah was made in the sun, so it cannot acquire Shem Lechem for the fear that was laid in the sun, and for the prelate, from the choir Shem Lachem, because it was a Lerak. So, but so Rabbi Yechon said, however, even if the Blile was a Blile Rakam, so he did the choir Shem Lechem to the Blile, the Yisosa, but later on he baked it in the pan, so he acquired the Shem Lechem to the Afi and the Lilfes. And that's also my Zetano. So then it's Chayu Bechale, because he acquired the Shem Lechem to the Afi and the Lilfes. The Afi and the Lilfes, Rabbi Yechon says. But when does it say that it's potter? I mean, the Afi was in the sun, in the hand. Now, and Shloki says that even though the Afi was made in an Ilfes, it doesn't acquire, it can't acquire Shem Lechem. But if the Blile was a Blile Oko, then we can forget about that, the manner in which the Afi was made. So then the Gilgul itself was Mechayim et Mechal. So it acquired Shem Lechem, the Gilgul itself. Now, this is Ramadan. And Ramadan here, on the base, so he says that the same thing applies to Birkas HaMeitz. It applies to Birkas HaMeitz. Because the same aloche applies to Birkas HaMeitz. Now let's say Sukkot, let's say sponge cakes, Julie, honey cakes, Kati, paste, I don't know, paste cakes. So all these things, so then you don't say Birkas HaMeitz, you don't wash it, you say Birkas HaMeitz, and you don't make Birkas HaMeitz. So you say, but not meat. So Ramatam says here the same thing. Now, so when we say that he doesn't require Birkas HaMeitz, the sponge cakes and the honey cakes and the paste cakes, so the Brille was a Brille Rak, not a Brille Oko. And then it was baked in the sun according to Rabbi Yechon, so it doesn't require Birkas HaMeitz. Or even the Yufes, according to the Shlokish, it still doesn't require Birkas HaMeitz. Let's say according to Rabbi Yechon, so even the Brille is a Brille Rako, and then it will be baked in the Yufes in the pan, so then it will require Birkas HaMeitz and Birkas HaMeitz and kills the diet, like regular bread. You see, but if the Brille was a Brille Oko, so even if it was baked in the sun, you'll have to say Birkas HaMeitz. Now, that's how the Talmud's ultimate. But Teitzves in Broches, that one is Zayin, mentions two shittes of Rav Netam. So, B'tchilosei, so all the time Rav Netam held that insofar as Chale is concerned, that the field Chale is concerned, so Rav Netam held all the time that the whole aloche of Sukkim, the Shunim, the splitting, that it's Potter of Chale is reference only to the case when the Brille was a Brille Rako. But it was not a Brille Oko, a Brille Rako. So then it's Potter of Chale. If it was baked in the sun, or a new festival of Shlomish. Mashenki, the Brille was a Brille Oko. So even though it was baked in the sun, it is Chayim Chale. So that's Rav Netam held all the time. But at first Rav Netam held only with Rav Chale we say that if the Brille was a Brille Oko. So it's Chayet B'chale, even though it was baked in the sun. Because Chale is coming in Gilgul. So as long as the Brille was a little Oko, so the Gilgul was the Chayet. So then it doesn't matter how he bakes it. He doesn't have to make it all together. Suppose he doesn't make it all together. So it's still Chayet B'chale in Gilgul. It's Chayet B'chale. So it doesn't matter mainly how he bakes it. Masha'in Gilgabi Birkas HaMeitzi. So there, the Birkas HaMeitz is not only Gilgul, it has to be Lechem. So the Melech, if it's not baked, so it's not Lechem. If it's not baked, it's not Lechem. So we got the Birkas HaMeitz, even if the Brille is a Brille Oko, but it will be baked in Chamo. The Rabbetam is a Knusei Hel, beyond Knusei, the Rabbetam is a Knusei Hel, that we got the Birkas HaMeitz. So even if the Brille was a Brille Oko, but if it was baked, Bechamo, so you don't say Birkas HaMeitz. But Biziknu say, Rabbi Tam, hell, that it doesn't make a difference. And Biziknu say, Rabbi Tam, hell, that the same, whatever is true of Chale, is true of Birkas HaMeitz too. So, and Teitzves here doesn't even mention Rabbi Tam's original Shittah. We all do say. But only Rabbi Tam Shittah Biziknu. So in other words, so Ramtam Shita the Ziknuse is that the Pirkas Ameitzi and Chauri the same thing. And when do we say that if it was baked in the sun, so it is potter? If it was baked in the sun, so it is potter of Chauri? Only if the Brille was a Brille Rach, like the sponge cakes, the honey cakes. But if the Brille was a Brille Opo, so then it's higher the Chauri, even though it was baked in the sun, and it's Pirkas Ameitzi too. Pirkas Ameitzi too. And even though it was baked in the sun, if it wasn't baked altogether, so he wouldn't be able to say a mitzvah for a different reason, because it's not all achille, it's not baked altogether, if it's wrong. But so it's a different reason. But if it was baked, then it's all achille, even though it was baked in the sun. So I'm calling from the Tamiz Iknuse, he can say Birkas Ameitz. So the whole price, according to Ram Tamiz Iknuse, has reference to Chale and to Birkas Ameitzi, but only in the case where the Brille was a Brille Rako. But if the Brille was a Brille Ovo, was a Brille Ovo not? Now, the Rash in Chale, the Rash in Chale and the Ramban, so they say that this halacha, that what Rabbi Tam says, that if the Brille is a Brille Ovo, so then it is higher the Chale, even though it was baked in the sun. So they say that's only true if the Brille was a Brille Ovo. What Rabbi Tam saw it. So even Rabbi Tam Yalduse, who didn't apply that longest Ligabi Birkas Ameitzi, but he still applied it Ligabi Chale. Why? Because Chale, the Gilbo is Mechayim, and as long as the Brille is a Brille Ovo, so it was Mechayim Chale. It's not necessary that it should be a dafi altogether. So the Rash in Chale and the Ramban, so they say that this is all true. And Rabbi Yehuda also says the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda in Brochus says the same thing. That this is true only in one case. If the Brille was a Brille Ovo, and when he made the Brille Ovo of the Esau, so his intention was to bake a bitana. So then Gilgul can be in the Chayim. Masha'ikei, if he made the Brille Ovo of the Esau, but his intention was to bake it in the sun, so then the Gilgul is not the Chayim. So in other words, he agrees with the longness of the Rabbi Tam, but only if the Brille Ovo was coupled at that time with the intention of baking a bitanu. So even though later on he changed his mind and he didn't bake a bitanu, but the Gilgul was already Mechayu Bechal. Masha'in came even at the time of the Gilgul, when he made the Brille Ovo, his intention was to bake it in the sun. So then the Gilgul wasn't even Mechayim. The Gilgul wasn't even Mechayim. Alright, now, so this is what the Rash and the Ramban say. So in other words, so according to Rav Netan, it has a good in Bad of Shuni, please quit. So in Spotter of Chalo, only when it's a Brilo, it's a Brilo Rako, but if it's a Brilo, so it's Chayim Bechale, even if his intention was at that time to bake it in the sun, according to the Rashi and the Ramban. So if the Brilo was a Brilo, and it was coupled with the intention of baking it from the Tano, so then it's Chayim Bechale. But if at that time the intention was to bake it in the sun, so it's part of the Chale, even though the Brille was a Brille. Even though the Brille was a Brille. Now, Rabbi Yeruchem says that the Rash and the Ramban, when the Rash and the Ramban say that if the Brille was a Brille coupled with an intention of baking it in the tunnel, so then you say Birkas Ameitzi. I'm sorry. So then it's Chayim Bechalo, even though later on he changed his mind. So Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rash and the Ramban only have reference to Chale, but not to Birkas Ameitzi. In other words, that when does the Rash and the Ramban say that if the Brille was a Brille Ovo, and it was coupled with an intention of baking it with tamo. So then it's chayv v'chaleh, and that's only got a chaleh. Because gilgul is a chayv of chaleh. So as long, but if at the time of the gilgul, the intention was to bake it in the sun, so then gilgul was not a chayv. But if at that time the intention was to bake it with tamo, and later on he changed his mind, so gilgul was a chayv. Masheim came, ligabe v'rkas ameitzi, that's not calling gilgul. So Rabbi Yeruchem says, according to the Rash, and the Ramban, so the Gabe Birkas Hameitzi, even though the Brilla was a Brilla Ovo, and the intention, and it was coupled with an intention of baking it with Tamar, but later on he changed his mind that he baked it in the sun, so it doesn't require Meitzi. Because the Gabe Birkas Hameitzi is not stolen guilt. This is what Rabbi Yeruchem says. The Bach, however, he says that what the Rash and the Ramban say is equally true in connection with Birkas Hameitzi. And the Bach says that that's the sheet of the Toto. In other words, we have a machlekes between Rabbi Yeruchem and the Bach, according to Rabbi Yeruchem. So when the Rash and the Ramban say that when the Brilla is a Brilla, and it's got to do with an intention of baking it in the tanner, so even though he changes his mind and he bakes it in the sun, so it's Chay V'Chale, so Rabbi Yeruchem says that applies only to the Ramban and the Rash, they have reference on the Chale. So even though the Brilla was a Brilla, and even though it was coupled with the intention of baking the tunnel, but if ultimately he bakes it in the sun, so it's not Lechem, so Melee, there is no Birkas Hameitzi, and there is no Birkas Hameitzi, and he doesn't have to make a line. The Bach says that according to the Rash and the Ramban, so we got a Birkas Hameitzi too. If the Brilla was a Brilla, if the Brilla was a Brilla and it was coupled with the intention of baking the tunnel, and then he changed his mind and he baked it in the sun, so according to the Rash and the Ramban, it will be fire built something. All right, now. So, Omar Shlok, Halolu, Omar Shimalina, the Chalot Rabban, Omar Shlok, Halolu, my seals. When do we say that the pudding, the shooting is clicking, so it's bottom of the chale, so it has reference to the case where it was baked in the pan, but not on the hand. So the nail is bottom of the chale, it's not like an account of the fact that it won't bake in the tunnel, on the hand. The Rav Yechon Omar Maisil, but it's chayov. V'alo u'shosu b'chamo. So that's why the bottom of the chale. Mason, as a gun in Babu Shuni, was clicking also, so there is a price, also the new face, chayov, b'chamo p'tuim. So it says in so many words that was on the Lufes, Hayobim, Tiduktim, Shinurakish, Omarula, Omarach of Shinurakish, Hoche, Bimayaskinon, Shinurkiach, Mesevitus. This vice that says, also the Lufes is Hayobim, as reference to the case where the pen was first heated in the oven. And then he made the stick to the pen. You know, after the pan was very hot. So in other words, if he puts in an empty pan in the tunnel, he eats the pan, and then the pan becomes very hot. And then he puts in the dough, the yisa into it. So mainly it's analogous to maisa tunnel, because what's the characteristic of the tunnel? Because the heart is hot. So mainly if he heats the pen first, if it's hiltiach, and then we say tindik, and then we put in the dough. So it's analogous to maizatano. So then, it hasn't been of lechem. But when does Rav Shimon ben Roki say that maizilupes is water of chale, where it's hiltik, we say hiltiach, so then it's not analogous to tano. So, Omar Rav Shimon Roki, Och maizkine shiltiach is hiltik. Because it's not analogous to my stomach. I don't say it also become of Turing. So he put Menschen wie der Chinesh, lift the police every day, but then one will see the Tiach with the Hippie. Abo, Hippie to listen to the Tiach. So to him. So it's Hasura Mersa, a boy for him. But then one will see the Tiach with the Hippie. Abo, Hippie to listen to the Tiach. Not yet in short of the Hamukto. So we see from this Gemara that when is a Shroki Shrelek, we got him I say you first, that is only if it's hit because it's a tiach, so it's not the nowadays of my stomach. But if it's a tiach, let's say, it first hits the pen, and then it puts in the dog. So then it's analogous to my stomach. So then the shlokish is also made and it becomes like Tosh. Yetzim di matzohino, di matzoh asoyo di lut. Matzohino means that it wasn't baked completely, not a miracle tall. But it already formed the crust. And when you take it, so it doesn't stretch. So in other words, that it is So that's matzah. In other words, it already formed the cross. Kovu panel, it formed the cross, and it's not nimshach because when it's very low. Let's say, suppose you put a piece of dough, you know, and then you take it out a very short into the left. So you'll see that it's chutin mishochin. So then it's not considered dough. But if it's already, if it's already come upon el, if it's already formed the cross, it's not chutin mishochin, so then it's considered dough. So yeitim imatze hino, as long as the cross was formed, as chutim is not mishochin. Uvi matzo asriya b'lupes. So we see that matzo asriya b'lupes is alright. It has a nimot lechem. You can even yeitze katayi smatze. So it certainly had a nimot lechem. So it's a kasha again. So it's more in the teres. Mochename shiyotiyach nisefimpik. So then it's analogous to my stomach. He first he hit the pen, and then he put in the law. My matzah, you know, Omar Rav Yehuda, Mashmuel, in other words, it wasn't baked completely, but it's called for now, the cross was long, and it's not chutin mishoch. Called Shepei Yosov, and chutin mishoch in there. Shepei Yosov, Shem Yishavu, or Roshim. Omar Rav, Lechei Lach Mitei. So, the Gabi Lach Mitei, so as soon as the Lach Mitei were baked to that extent, that the cross was formed, so it's alive. So it's Yimshoch, and I said, how do you imagine that it's Yimshoch, and I said, Yimshoch, but they look shayo, who will come to Nero, because it's considered tough. It's not me noch eske, it's not me noch eske, I got me being on. So, Pshite, hoch alechem psi, no alechem psi, the same principle that applies to matzah, because matzah requires lechem, and when the definition lechem, when is it considered also, if it's home for now, if it's not the shochim, if the cross was formed, so that lach mitaydo also depends upon the shem lechem. When is the shem lach mitaydo? When it's home for now. So in the same thing, what kind of a chiddush tells us what? So, ma'al mitaydo, boy, you see the heat between men, echot mikot vor, echot shom heat between vor us, vor hekem al mitri sedavye. So even though it was this form, and chutim is not the shochim, but still it wasn't any view of the fact that it's not of control. So it's considered like Pogus, Komashmolo. Everything called Pumal Adishem, Akena Zer. Abbas Minu Nihoyu. Well, Shalessa Chalos, he called Minu Minu, Nase Necho Nekeh, the Ashur Bayo. We see that Hotzo has to be one of each Minu Nekeh, but it has to be a whole, not a person. So I could say, if it's not baked completely control, so then it's like bones. It's like a broken piece. From Ashmore, that as long as it's gone upon. But so far, it appears that there is a difference between Meisa and Achlito. So Izeo and Meisa and Izeo Achlito both have reference to a dough that was put in boiling water. But there are two ways of doing it. You can put the kemach in the hot water, or you can put the kemach first in the plate, in the bowl, and then pour the hot water. So the net result is the same, but there are two ways of doing it. Izeo amiyuso vizeo achlito. Hamiyiso kemach shalkav mungosha. So mayiso means that first you pour the hot water into the plate, and then you put the kemach into the hot water. That's mayiso. Achlito is the other way. So first you put the kemach in the plate, in the bowl, and then you pour the hot water into it. You put the hot water in. So Amayiso, if he put the kemach into the hot water, so Bishamai say it's water of Chale, and Bisil say that it's Chayu of Chale, and the Achlito, if he put first the kemach in the bowl, and then he put the hot water, so Bishamai is the Chayu, Bisil is the both, Mayiso and Achlito. Bam Lozel is Elechito. Maybe the Chazem is there. Also, Milves, Potter, Vitamu Chai. So the Gemara is before the Gemara proceeds to point out the Kasha. So Vitamekame, Maishna, Maiso, so the Kame says that according to Bishama, Iso, Miso is Potter, and the Chwito is Chayel, and Basil is just the reverse. So Vitamekame, Maishna, Miso, Maishna, Chwito. אומר רב יהודה, אומר שמואל, וכן אומר רב יהודה, וכן רב ישוע, ולראי לי, כמחלקת בזו, כך מחלקת בזו. ויתב להם ששון הזו ושון הזו. So the Gemara is responding that there is no like kimine between putting the hot water on the kemach or putting the kemach on the hot water. So, but one says, one time it holds that Bishamai patas in bowl of Chalek, and Bishil is Mechayev in bowl, and one time it says that Bishamai is Mechayev and Bishil patas. But there is no difference which way he does it, whether he pours the hot water over the flour or he pours the flour over the hot water. Doesn't make any difference. Anyway, so V'chein Omar Rav Yehuda V'tei Rav Yishuv V'tav Rav Yishuv V'tav Rav Yishuv Kotonim Miyaz V'chom Mimdi Echot Zeh V'chot Zeh She'oso Miyuv V'Voter V'tav Chay. So it's the Yuv to the Rav Yehuda, because according to Rav Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yechaneh, so even if also Miyuvnes is Chayim, and when we say that it's Potter of Chale, that is if also Mechama. Omer Rabbi Yechaneh, Tanoi, Tanye, Yochel, Yilma Yisro, Chut, Chayom, Nechale, Talmud Leim Alechem, Yudei Meir, Eim Lechem, Elo Ofu, Bitalu, Eim Lechem, Elo Ofu, Bitalu, Rabbi Yudah, Hayat, Alekam, Elo la, elo la, my zilum is gunai. Tanikame, what he says, that it's chayu bechale, so bar, my zilum is chayovit. My zilum chayovit. In other words, if he mixed it in boiling water, and after mixing it in boiling water, so he put it in the pan, so it's chayu. So when does the Tanikame say that Chluto Maiso is Potter, if he didn't put it in, didn't bake it in pan. But if after he mixed it in boiling water, he put it in, he baked it in pan, so it's higher. And Rabbi Yehuda says, Eilechem Lof Vitano, means that even if he baked it in Maiso Yilfes, in the pan, so it's still Potter, it's not like Rabbi Yehuda saw Maiso Yilfes too. That Gemara says what? The Kula of Maiso Yilfes too. We can say that we can say in other words, Talmud Rabbi Yechanan, that both Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda agree that my self is Yishtut. Hoche, Yishachos Avroch, Yitamo, Kom Yifrigay. Tanikame, Soba, Ki, Yishachos Avroch, Yitamo, Lechet. So in other words, so now the Gemara is saying, according to this motion, that Tanikame also agrees that if he just baked it in a pan, and he didn't bake it in Yitamo after that, so it's not lechem. But when the Tanakhama say that it is lechem, if after he baked it in the pan, he big with mitame. So then it becomes lachem des. This soba, as long as originally it was baked in the pan, even though later he puts it in the tunnel, he makes it in the tunnel, so it's still hot here. The soba, in lechem, elofu, the tunnel, he called them. And in this case, originally it was baked in the pan, even though later on he bakes it in the tunnel, so it's still hot. ואם המחאי בזו, מחאי בזו, והפעיל בזו, פעיל בזו, נראה שלמוף הפרוטאי, אף כל אתה לא יעבור, ביקשה הדבר. ומי ששון זו, ושון זו, הייתה לו מצלעים, ונחום ונשאר מיקור בסלעים, ותון איך רוטה, תון איך רוטה, דת ישראל, גורע דו ומיצו, והייצ ניקור משם, ונחום ונשאר, ויתן לה, מי זה בועד ונחוית, תעבר כאשר הדבר, אתה לכאן מוסר לו בישראל ישראל, בועד, יוכל תיאם מיצו ואחמיתו ואחמיתו חי על רחב את אמור ללכת ואנו לב לכם וכאילו מישהו שעושות ומישהו שעושות ובאית אבל מייסיום פשוט את איפה או העיר ואומר מייסטן הוא לכם וחי ואפילו היא בגלל סביר תיאח זו היא בגלל סביר תיאח זו מצחי ויום אבל רבי יודע מייסיום בסלם אפתו ואין לכם לא אוף ביטן זו כמו רסס לא שחוז אבוך ביטן ומה יסירו? לא מכל מטרה. אמרו לחם, אנו אוהב לחם, נמשום במים אל. ואהבו מה יסירו וסתאמה, שהיא בסברתיח. נאמה לאהב לחם, אבל חוז אבות לביתנו, לחם כנבא. וזה עד הראש שלי נדוח. זה בואו תגוי מתחבי יחרם. את מה יסירו וסתנת לחם. ואתה מחליק את הנתקם לרב יודי, זה נקרא את הגיינס, ואהבתר מה יסירו וס, וזה אפילו ביתנו ממש. ורב יודי סוף. Even though there was a fear with Tano Mamesh after the Maisi Lupes, so he's still potter. And also with Tano Echad, you know. The Lord is like Tano, 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 can you feel it out? He beat me. Yeah. Now let's see the statements. We learned these statements before the other pieces. There are very few other pieces. The Kul Alem Maisi Lupes still. Posakrach, Kirish Lodesh. Now, so we have a Machlekes. Between Rabbi Yechon and Mishlotosh, whether Maisei Yufes is Chayovi or Maisei Yufes is Ptur. So we have a Machlekes, whether Maisei Yufes is Chayim Bechale or is Matot Chal. And then we have a Machlekes, the Rav Netam, on one hand, and the Rash and the Rabban on the other hand. According to Rav Netam, if the Brilla is a Brilla Ovo, then even though it's also Mechavo, Maisei Yufes, I mean, even also Mechavo, so it's Chayev, and even though it wasn't coupled with an intention, to bake it in the tunnel, and according to the Rambam, and the Rash and the Rambam. So, if it's a little over, so it's Chayav Bechala only if it was coupled at that time with the intention of baking it in the tunnel, and then he changed his mind. Alright. So the question is, but we have a Machlekes here between the Shlokish and the Vicha. How do we pass it? Now, generally speaking, whenever there is a Machlekes, the Machlekes between the Vicha and the Shlokish, so the Lochat and the Vicha, except in three. But here we have a machlekes Rishonim. So the Rishonim will pass from like the Shlokish. That Maisei Yufes is not like it. Posek Rach, to the Shlokish. We come out, we call the Aum and Maisei Yufes too, because the Gemara tries to explain this Maisei, the machlekes and the Kamen Rabbi Yude, I'll leave it to the Shlokish, that Maisei Yufes is too. So it's a riot that here the Aloch is the Shlokish. Posek Rach, to the Shlokish. ולקרוא לכל העם מייסי ותור, ואין יוסף רב רב יס, ואחי רב זהיר, זה נקס פיס אוף גמור. צוהר לידר שלוק שם, אם נראה, יחבי יחנן כאן. או שבו באחי לצ, ואני גימו דהלוך את רשלוק, כי שתקע ברבי יחנן. ואין, דהל ממש כמיד רבי יחנן ומייסי יופס פתור, ואורי חולף המייץ. So, he says, that when does רבי יחנן say, that if he baked it in the pan, so then it's higher the chalet, because then it becomes lechem. For the afiyah in the pen, That is only if he takes it from the pen without mashke. But if in the pen he put in a little bit of mashke, so then Rabbi Yechon is made that it is, that it's potter. Then that is potter. Now the mashke made Rabbi Yechon in my sitar, because Rabbi Yechon also requires that it should be analogous to my sitar. But Rabbi Yechon holds, what difference does it make whether he puts it, he bakes it now, or he bakes it in a pen? If he doesn't put any mashke, so it's the same thing, so it is my stam. And Yerush Lakish says, no, if it is, he pick the Sefer Tiyach, so it's not David. It's not David. But if he puts it, if he puts it in a pen and he puts a little mashke, so then Rabbi Yechonen will agree that that's like Bishul. That's not my stam. Now the mashke in Rabbi Yechonen, by the way, during war lamed, הוא חבר בשאול ונסה נסחלה בפני כמה חלה אומר ביכנן כל שאלה רב נחת אוף חי בחלה הוא אומר לעצור נחת כמו שאי פסח יש לו משום אחר נחי בחלה בואו כמו אמית לעצור כמו שאי פסח הוא אומר ביכנן הוא בנובד שיהיה על במאשקי היי מרב נתם היא עזר מתם שיטה ודווקא נאו היא תסס מנשן סולמי מתם שיטה בזיפנוסה so he applied the same concept Beilu gabe chale and beilu gabe amit. We are tam didafke kvosi rato. Tli gabe yichen, tli gabe yichen, so vaf yosi, you penis, it's in lechem. So even though the blile was not, did not make it into lechem, but the afiye, the milfes, made it lechem. We chai bechale, we have shloki sovarin, so lechem, that afiye milfes, if it's hit between sefer tiach, does not make it into lechem. We have shloki sovarin, it's lechem, you put it. אבל הוא לא עושה אוקו, כל העובד מידע חיים בכלל, אפילו עוד המשקי, אפילו עוד המשקי, דורכים יבחר להם משעזגיר בו, להם משעזגיר בו, so even though there is משקי, so it doesn't matter, כי דמוך הבכה בדוח, וכן, it doesn't matter, it becomes חיים בכלל, the very outset, and even if he bakes it, בכמו, it doesn't make it all together, it became יחוי בכלל, got that. אבל הוא עושה אור בקורא, אבל מי לחי בחל אפילו משהו. דורכי ובחל אף משעזגיר, כי במוך אבך מדור. וכי משהו המסך הסחל לתנאם, איסו שתחיל עושה אור, איסו יפו, סוגנין, ספונג' וייק, פטור נחל, in other words, איף תחיל עושה, the mixing, the kneading was ספונג' וייק, and the אפייה was ספונג' וייק. So it's פטור נחל, תחיל עושה סוגנין. In the beginning it was ספונג' וייק. We say for Iso, Otchelo also Iso. We say for Sukkini, Chayor is Bechale. So how does Ramtam explain the Mishneh? Iso Shetchelo also we say for Sukkini, is from Nachal. What does it mean? So let's say according to Rabbi Yechonen, that my Seyufes does not make it into Lechem. So that my Seyufes does make it into Lechem. But only if it was baked in the sun. So that according to Ramtam, the Pshat is, Iso Shetchelo also. Shetchelo also is Sukkini. In other words, the blue was a blue rat, spongy. And the same form. And the afiya was spongy with sukkim. In other words, it was the ham. Or according to Shlokish, my zim, the my ziyufes. So to machal, tchilos or sukkim. Tchilos or sukkim. In other words, if it is, at the beginning it was a blue rat, we say for Yisam. And then it was baked in Tano. So then it's high. Oh, Tchiloso is. If the Bila was a Bila Obo, even though it's safe for Sukkinin, it was baked in the Chamo. So it's Chayev as the Chamo. It's Chayev as the Chamo. How does the Rash and the Ramban, how do they explain the same Mishneh? I mean, this is the base. I mean, this Mishneh is the base of all the Shittas of Hashem. So the Rash and the Ramban, they explain this Mishneh in Chale. Iso shetchiloso. In other words, chiloso iso. That means, what means chiloso iso? If the blile was a blile oval, I have the time, but they had one thing. If the blile was a blile oval, and it was coupled with an intention of making it bitano, be safer, then he changed his mind. After he made the blile oval with the intention of baking it bitano. So, safer, he changed his mind, and he baked it in the sun. So then it's Chayav Bechalo. But if, at the time of the kneading, of the mixing and the kneading, he had the intention, made a global, but he had the intention of baking it in the sun, so then it's water, according to Rashi. Alright. But this is how Rambam, the near Rambam, and this is Shita of Rambam is inclusive. The Ochanami Mivorchim Olamit. But in Vorchas Lamed Zayin, so you'll see that the Tesis mentions that Rambam Yal do say a whole different. In other words, that we got in Birkas Ameitzi, we don't say. We knew Rambam Yal Ochanami Mivorchim Ameitzi, the Rai Munoches, when we came to Mivorchim, the Omar, Hoyo Yim Yimak, and Yichab Yerushalayim, Eima Shereyon, who Noch Leichem Ameitzi, the Kavosik Mitonikon, Noches, Abu Nichas Machmes, ומאחשת, אף על פי שמתגנז בשמן. אף על פי שמתגנז בשמן. So, he says, so, he's aim of Birkas Ameitzi. So we see that the same aloha applies even to Birkas Ameitzi. Even to Birkas Ameitzi. Even to the אף על פי שמתגנז בשמן. ואין סבורה לחלק במים לשמן. ואין סבורה לחלק במים לשמן. So what does the Rash do? The Rash says that when he says Kol HaMenoches, it doesn't mean Afilu Michas Machves, but it means Michas Eves, not Michas Machves, Enoch Nami Michas Machves, not. Alright, but Ramitam says that there's reference to all Menoches. Afilu Michas Machves, Umacheshes, Ava Puzgel Mishem, Vitzvor Lechal Umay Mishem. Im Kei, Allah Fatsuve Ufa, Vipanitante, Reim Averim Zemes, Val Gautune, Vinyobele, Mivor Echavetz, Val Puntikie, why? Because why Al Gautune Bibele Mivor Chavetzi? Because the Brilla was a Brilla. Val Puntikie, Nira Shei Mivor Chavetzi. Ei Mivor Chavetzi. Apo Pishe Eishin and say, Bile Mashke, they now aim to write it in Nam. Now, even though, but, why Al Puntikie is a certain kind of a pastry that was a Brilla of all. So in Mele, according to Rambam, basically you say we should say Ameitzi, but Rambam says no, we don't make, and that pastry, we don't make Ameitzi. Why? Because it doesn't have Tzoras Apas. So in other words, there is another requirement. Ligabi Birkas Ameitzi, that has no relevance in Ligabi Chalas. But Ligabi Birkas Ameitzi, so it has to have Tzoras Apas. And this kind of pastry did not have Tzoras Apas. אבל פי, בעל הפולטה כנירה של גורח המציע, אבל פי, שאין סד משקד על איתו איזה נעמי, לא סתר, יצור הספס. תדע, שאין הפריסים ונחל, אך נשאר במסעלי אבל כשיר חל, אבל פי שעשה ומצאר פה לחל, ואף לא גר, לפריס עמוד כזה בורחי, לחי ובחל, ובור כבר מזנץ, ההוא כמפורש הזאת, ובבעלנו, נמצאים דרי, ואותם הוא יהיה מיד החול, כבים זוהי, ובבור החמצי, נרז בתוראית לנעמי, אף לא גר במסתומה, חי חי וחל. So there is only one distinction, according to Rambam Zikruse, between Birkas Ameitzi and Chal. And that is that while Chal doesn't require Tzoras Apas, but Birkas Ameitzi requires the Birkas Apas. Now, Tesis, Daflamed Zion, should go over the Tesis. It's Daflamed Zion base, it starts at Daflamed Zion base, it continues Daflamed Chesed out. So then, Tesis in the middle says, ומתחילו יורות רואים הרב נתן נדפתי חיון בחל דמית וסחל לבי דמיסו וכזה כאילו בוז מחי נחסיב הריססיך והוין שויו מתחיל להסיסו חיון בחל אבו מן המייצי פטורי יחשב יסוגים לא ימירה and that is רב נתן שיטה בזקנוסה דו מיום קטונה נוקו לאוכלו מבור חלי המייצי גבי מינכו אבו פיד אחשב יסוגים שהמנוחס מתכון למשנה but what did Rambam say? Be out to say, be trivo, and what does the Rash say and the Rambam? So they say that in the Chaname, this Gemara has reference to Michaseles, where it's more than me to be Shemen. What words are to be Shemen? So in the Chaname, you don't say it there. So, Gemara that Rambam on the base, I lost it rather than I lost it rather than I lost it rather. Now, the cases, the Tanikame, we went to the big cases, Kulaum, the smoke is put, but the first small cases. The Tanikame, Maishne Achlito. So, the more at first assume that there is a Machimina between Maiso and Machlito, according to Bishaman, according to Bisilach, Otherwise, there is machinine between putting the pole in the hot water and the kemach, or the kemach and the hot water. So the more asks, what difference is there? Similarly, Michael Boyle, maybe the Marso Bagoriva, or Marso Vitatoriva. Now, the way it appears in our text, so the Shammai say that Maiso, that is kemach shall be gloshim. So that means that he puts the kemach and the hot water. So the hot water is at the bottom. So mele he holds. So the Shammai is Peitei and the Sirel is Mechayim. Why? Because they hold Tatoyegova. So the mele Maiso, the Sirel is Mechayim. Because Maiso means that he puts the kemach and the hot water. So the hot water is the bottom. So mele Tatoyegova. So it's considered to be Vashi. So that's why it's Kotar of Chal. But Echlito means he pours the hot water and the kemach. So the kemach is cold. So the melee, it's not Nivashe. So that's why he's Chayim. And the Shabbai hold the Tiroi Baba. My Sova, the Tiroi Baba, the Shabbai hold the Tiroi Baba, or my Sova. The Tiroi Baba, why do we have to say the Tavre? Mishi Shamizu, Shamizu. The Kiret Tzri, the Koposik, Viton, Afal Gavu, Lesbi, and Mishio, Chalu, Mitzumzi. So, Ulhoche Tiboye, Maishne, Roikova, Bita, Toikova, Yefshu, is Pashu, Yatu, Menu, because of Mishiure, because the Alohi is that even though Tatoikova, we pass on Tatoikova, but Abimeika, so it's Mivashu, like the Klipe. So Mimele, and here it says Stam, even if it has just the Shio Chalem Mitzumtzen. So if a little bit of that will be Mivushul, so then to not be Chayu Bechale. So we see that there's nothing to do with Yeloi Govan Datori Govan. That's why the Gemara says that it's Stam. Omer Rabbeichan and Tanoi. So, because that Vaisi Lechachonim say, Echoche Vechaze, whether it's Vaiso or Echlito. So also Mayufes is Potter, Bitano is Chayim, so Mayufes is Potter, so it used to Rabbi Yechanan. So Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Tanoi, Bitano. Lo Yitzvich Lashkuche, Tanoi El Lichne De Amre Lo Ze Vize Liptu. Because Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Yitzvich Lo Mishmot Ze Vize Liptu. Bein Maiso and Bein Machlito. De Amre Ze Vize Lichiu. So we need to ask for the Tanoi El Mishne Damo Zeru Zeru Tu. Avo Le Mishne Vizel Vizel Lechiyu Ike Tanoi Bahar Dual Zeguve Dal Kol Chachodim Echaybe. Because according to the Roshim that Zeru Vizel Lechiyu, so that means Beim Alis of Beim, so Chayme Biyufes Di Bitano Avo Biyufes Poter Ike Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yitzi. So we have to say that the Zen is a Lechiyu, so it's Biyufes. So we have one Tana in the same vice, so the Gemara doesn't have to mention another vice. Alright. Now, so the Gemara said, Tan Omer Chabiyecha Tanoi. So the first question of the Gemara was that the Machlikes between Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda is on that question, that the Tanikame holds My Zilufes is Chayev. So Tanikame only says that if it is Maiso Chuto and he didn't bake it in a pan, then it's Potter of Chal. But if afterwards he baked it in a pan, then it's Chayev. And Rabbi Yehuda said that even if he baked it in a pan afterwards, so it's still Potter. That's one lotion. And then Gemara has another lotion that both the Tanikame and Rabbi Yehuda agree that my Zilufes is Potter. And the machlekes between Tanikam and Rabbi Yehuda is in regard to the case where after he baked it in the pan, he baked it in the tanner. So according to Tanikam says, true, that my Zilufes does not give it a Shem Lechem. But if after he baked it in the pan, he baked it in the tanner, so mele, it has a Shem Lechem. It has a Shem Lechem. And Rabbi Yehuda says, since the original, at the very outset, it was baked in pan, so it cannot acquire Shem Lechem, even though afterwards he baked it on the heart, in the tunnel itself. All right. Now, so why? Because of Rabbi Yehuda, my time with Rabbi Yehuda, תכסיב יופו עשר נושים לחמיכם ביתן ערכות לחם אופו ביתן ערכות קורו לחם ושאם אופו ביתן ערכות אין קורו לחם אין קורו ואם תימא מנולון לחלק תיסס ואם תימא מנולון לחלק בין בלילו רקו ובין בלילו קושב ועל נתלויו לרבי יהודה אלו באופו ביתן ערכות. Now, this kashe is only according to Rabbi Tam, and it is Rabbi Tam who is saying this thesis. The Teretz is given by Rabbi Tam. So in other words, we learned in the previous thesis, the Kulal of Isaim for Sturim. So Rabbi Tam says that the whole machlik is between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechanan is in regard to the case where the Yisei was a Blila Rak. But if the Yisei was a Blila Ovo, even if it was coupled with the intention of baking it bechamo in the sun, so it's still chayim. So in other words, where it's a brilo kosher, so then everybody agrees, know that it's chayim because the gilbo, the gilbo is mechayim. So mele, how can we say that? But here Rabbi Yehuda has exeras hakosu that it has to be offered with tamar echot. But according to Rav Netam, all these have relevance in the case where the blilo was a blilo rako. But if the blilo was a blilo ovo, so then it's chayav bechalim no matter what. So how can we have a sakosul that it has to be offered with tamar echot? Not b'shnei tanurim, but it is even without tafiyah. Just the gilgul itself was mechayav. Even if the gilgul was coupled with an intention of baking at the chamor, so it's still chayav bechamor. So the kasha is only alim Rav Netam. Vale, v'im teima menolom lechalik v'lo rako v'lo kosho, vale tuyo Rav Yehuda l'bofo tanecho. V'im Rav Netam, doch ha-perushe l'Rav Yehuda, lechem o'ofu bitano, lechem sher yigili, le'efes bitano, hayne v'lo se kosho. Alright. Yosef Rabbe v'Rav Yosef Achim v'Rav Zere. V'Yosef Rav Zere kam in v'Ule. Omer le Rabbe le Rav Zere, boi menei v'Ule, he told, Rabbe told Rav Zere, he should inquire from v'Ule, v'Shai. Hibik v'Bifni v'Nertiach v'Bachutz. Now we have him achlikes Rashi and Tesis. It's a basic machlikes. Now, Rashi is, according to Rashi, so these Abayas have reference to Nilfis. Now, in the new phase, now, we the Gemara said that when is there a machlekes, when does Rish Lakish say that my Zinufes is potter of Galen, he doesn't have Shem Lechem, only if it's Hidbik Vahakach Yotiach, then it's not analogous to my stand. But if it's Yotiach, first he heated the pan, and then he put the dough in it, if it's Yotiach, we say Hidbik, so then the Shlokish is made there that it has a Shem Lechem, it's Chayim Bechal. Now, the Mordechai here says, the Mordechai, that one and Vin is the Mordechai, that at the end, in the first column, you have Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis. The paragraph begins Tov Kuf Tzadik Beis. I go ahead, that one is I. Prat Lechol, this is where it begins. So he says, Kitwige Kishihimpik Lisef Hirtiach. But Hirtiach Lisef Hirtiach, then it's analogous to my Satano. So the Shlokish is made that it's Chai Becham. Pirish Abu Azam means, as you read, the Tvoktaye Bidiike Vachiyoson Tartel Reyes. Hidbiko mibifnim, v'yirticho mibachutz, v'yirticho acharat veiki. So when is there a machlokes between Rabbi Yechon and Rish Lakish if it's part of a reyesek? Number one, that it become b'fnim v'yotichon b'chutz, v'yotichon b'chutz. And then also, it's yihidvik v'hakach yotich. Why? Because there are two characteristics of ma'ase tanur. When you bake in a tanur, normally when you bake in a tanur, so first of all, it's yotich v'hakach yotich. Because usually when you bake in a tanur, so, and when you put the dough on the hearth, so the hearth is already hot. The hearth, and when you put the dough on the hearth, so the hearth is already hot. So in other words, it's hirtiach v'akachit, in tanur itself. It's hirtiach v'akachit. That's one characteristic of ma'ase tanur, of the usual ma'ase tanur. And the second usual characteristic of ma'ase tanur is that the hesek is mibifnim. It's yirtiach mibifnim. Sometimes you can make the ish outside, not inside over. But usually in the tanur, so it's yirtiach mibifnim. So in other words, so ma'ase tanur, or tanur mamesh, has two characteristics. First of all, it's yirtiach v'hakehidbik, because the heart is hot before you put the dough on it. It's not that first while the tanur is completely cold, so you put the dough and then you make the fire. It's not like that. So usually in the tanur, so it's a tiach v'hakachin. That's why Rish Lakish has made it that even in the pen, if it's a tiach, first he heated the pen and then he put the dough, so then it's analogous to ma'ase tanur. Why? Because usually in the tanur, so when you put the dough on the heart, so the heart is already hot. So that's one characteristic, that it's yirtiach v'hakein hidbik. And then the second characteristic is that it's yirtiach mibifnim. You make the hesek mibifnim, not mibachutz. So, the Mordechai mentions the name of Rabbi Elazar Meitz, that the machlekes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yechon, Tlotaye, Bidike, Bachiyosom, Tartel Reyes. Only in the case of Tartel Reyes, does Rish Lakish say that Ma'ase Yufes is not like it. We started it by saying, it becomes bifnim v'yotichon b'chutz. So that's unlike Tano. It's unlike Tano. Where it's yotichon bifnim, the hesek is bifnim. And then the other is, v'yotichon achar adveki. Avo liike chodem itibuse. Yotichon kedem adveki. So the Gemara says, yotiach v'akach hibik, so Rish Lakish is made it's like, Oi, hidbiko v'yotichon mibifnim, even if it's hidbik v'rakach yotiach, but he made the fire mibifnim, not mibachutz. Not mibachutz. Let's say, when you put the pan on the fire on top of the stove, so then it's yotiach mibachutz, but when you put the pan inside the oven, and there is a fire, so it's yotiach mibifnim. So he says, oi, hidbiko, v'yotichon bifnim, even though first it was in bikon. So, but it has one attribute of ma'ase tanur. In other words, that it's yotichon bifnim, ko'al memeide, do dobel afias botek bitanur ktsas. So this is what the Mordechai says in the name of the Erei. That's a big chiddush. That as long as it has one attribute of ma'ase tanur, so Rish Lakish is made. So when is Rish Lakish chiddush? Only when it's tartel reise, it has neither attribute, neither characteristic of tanur. All right. Now let's see. Now Rashi applies the abaye of Rab Zeire to myself, to you. Teitzves applies it to tanur itself. Now let's see. Only Rabbi Rab Zeire, boy menemi. So Yotzi Rabbi Rab Yisrael Rab Zeire, Yotzi Rab Zeire come to you. Only Rabbi Rab Zeire, boy menemi. Hibik mibifnim, v'yotiach mibachutz. So that's unlike ma'ase tanur. Because ma'ase tanur, usually ma'ase tanur is yotiach mibifnim. Is yotiach, you make the hesek mibifnim. So suppose it's hibik mibifnim, v'yotiach mibachutz. So it's not like ma'ase tanur. Mar. Omelis, now what does it mean, mar? So is it, does it have a din of lechem, or it doesn't have a din of lechem? Now, is he assuming like Rishlokish, or is he assuming like Abiechem? So Teisve said before, in the previous Teisve, Posak Rach to Rishlokish, Bidikoma, the Kula Alma, my silver is talking, because the Gemara says, then they, the Yosef Rabbe, the Rabbi Yisef, Achir and Rav Zeyn, the Alim to Rishlokish, Alim to Rishlokish, they, the Yosef Rabbe, the Rabbi Yisef, Achir and Rav Zeyn, the Alim to Rishlokish. So the first Raya we understand very well. The Kula Alma, because the Gemara said, the Kula Alma, my silver is talking, that's in accordance with Rishlokish. Because according to Rav Yechon and Somayil, this is Chayon. But then he says that the Gemara of Rav and Rav Yitzchak, Achir and Rav Zeire, accords with Rishlokish. How do they see that it accords with Rishlokish? So according to Teisves, Pshat here in the Gemara, so we have to say that Rav and Rav Zeire both assume like Rishlokish. But according to Rashi, we don't have to say that. We don't have to say that. In other words, if we say, one thing is clear, that if Rabbi and Rav Zeire assumed like the Shlokish, so then it means that regular Maisi Nufes is potter of Chal. So if he has that kasha, he gives me with him, Viyatiach Mibachutz, is it Chayyab Bechal or not? In other words, the premise is, like the Shlokish, that regular Maisi Nufes is potter of Chal. So the Shaila is here, maybe this is not regular Maisi Nufes. That's better than Maisi Nufes. That this partakes more of Maisi Tano than regular Maisi Nufes partakes of Maisi Tano. So that's what they have to say. According to what the Rach said, that this Gemara accords with the Shlokish. So that means, so it is taken for granted that regular Maisi Nufes is part of Chale. But still, he has a shayla. Whether it's Chale the Chale or not. So that means that Yidik Mifni V'Yatiach Bachutz has to be better than my Silvus. Because regular my Silvus, according to Mishlokish, is potter. So, why should it be better? Why should it be better? Yidik Mifni V'Yatiach Bachutz. So, if we apply this apply to Tano itself, not to a case where we baked the Iso in a pen, but on the heart itself, in the Tano itself, he baked it. In the Tano itself, he baked it. So, but in the Tano, usually in the Tano, you have two characteristics. First of all, it's Hirtiach v'lifseifik dik, and then it's Hirtiach v'lifni. So the Mele, yes, the Shaila, suppose it is in the Tano itself, it's Hibik v'lifni v'yitiach v'chutz. Hibik v'lifni v'yitiach v'chutz. So we could say that true Maisei Yufes, according to Mishlokish, is potter of Chale, because it's Maisei Yufes, but here it was baked in the Tano. But it was baked in the Tano itself, but in the same way as a baking in a Milfes, in a pen. So, but since we could say that since it was baked in the Tano itself, so the Mele, it's better. Even though it does that, it conforms to the characteristics of Maisilus. Or not. So then he said, Omalei, Maya, Imalei, the Aminalei, Omalei, hey, you Maisilufes. I don't have to ask him that because he'll tell me, this is certainly Maisilufes. This is certainly Maisilufes, even though he baked it in the Tano. Because the Yiches of Tano consists in the fact that it's Yatiach Mibifni, but if it's a tiach b'chut, so it doesn't make any difference whether in the pen or in the heart. If it's a tiach b'chut, so it's like my silpes. All right, but he had a shayla because it wasn't such a certainty to him to rab, because it's possible to argue that where you bake it in the Tano, even though it's a tiach b'chut, not in the tree, so it's unlike the usual hesek of the Tano itself. But Tano is Tano, even if it is unlike the usual hesed of the Tano. All right, now, so that's why, so in other words, when Teisa said on top, Veidi Yosef Rabbi Rabbi Yisrael Achir and Rabbi Zeira Alim Rish Lokish Mayre, so it's because Teisves, I mean, it's Drach, it's not really Teisves. So it's Drach. So in other words, that, that in the Rach really explains that Gemara. Teisves mentions in the name of the Rach. We don't see it in the Rach here, the Rach's Loshen. But Teisves says, V'chim Pirush Rav Nechanan. In other words, the Dabai of Rabbi and Rav Zeire has reference to Tano itself, not to Yehudis. Not to Yehudis. All right. Now, but let's see how Rashi explains it anymore. Rashi says, Boimene, Hibik Nibifnim, Halechem Bilz. Not as the Rach and Teisves. Apply the Abaye of Rabbi and Rav Zeire to Tano itself. But on Yehudis. If you put a door in a Yehudis. But, Yehudiach Nibachutz. שנוסנו עלוהי, כמו שאומרת, מר, מי אבה לחם, או נעת. So what does it mean? So he put it, ויותיח מבחוץ. Now the question is this. What does it mean? It's הידיק מפנים ויותיח מבחוץ. ויותיח מבחוץ. So what's the question? He did it in a nilfes. So it certainly couldn't be better than my silfes. It certainly couldn't be better than my silfes. Now, if we say, like Rosh Lakish, that my Silufes is potter of Chale. Now, so what does it mean, my Silufes is potter of Chale? In other words, if it's hippic, so if it's hippic, mi bifnim, ve yotiach mi bachutz. Hippic mi bifnim, ve yotiach mi bachutz. So that's my Silufes. Now, what does the Mordechai say? That when is there a machlekes between Rosh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Only when it's talkal base. In other words, first of all, it's hitbik when you say fiatiyach. And then it's also hitbik when you say fiatiyach in bachutz. But suppose it's hitbik when you say fiatiyach, even though it's a fiatiyach. But fiatiyach in bifnim, so it has one characteristic of Tano. So then Rosh Lakish will be made. Rosh Lakish will be made. So what's the shaila now? According to Rashi, Rashi says, Hidbik mi bifnim halachem biufes viyotiach mi bachutz. So the question is it chayim b'chal or it's not chayim b'chal? What is it? I'll live in the Mishlokish or I'll live in the Rabbi Yechon? I'll live in the home. So Teisve said in the name of the Rach that this Gemore is I'll live in the Mishlokish. The whole Abaye. Is accord with Rosh Lakish. But according to Rashi, I'll leave it to whom does the Gemara ask? Now, if we say like the Mordechai, which is a Chiddush, that only that when does Rosh Lakish say that it's potter of power? When does Rosh Lakish say that it's potter of power? So, it's only if it's starter race. If it's starter race. If it's hippie. If it's hippie. And also Yotiach Machutz. So then Rosh Lakish says that he's potter. So now let's say if we are to say that Rashi agrees with the Mordechai, that Rashi agrees with the Mordechai. Now, so how do we explain? So we could explain this Gemara. So we could still say we don't have to say it, but we could say that Rashi agrees with Rach, that this Gemara accords with Rosh Lakish. So my Silufes is potter. My Silufes is potter. But here's the Kashi, suppose he bit me bifnim, v'yotiach mi bachutz, he bit me bifnim, v'yotiach mi bachutz, so it means there was yotiach mi bachutz, not the hesek was not mi bifnim, but mi bachutz, but it was yotiach mi seifim. Mi seifim. So then it's the Loshen of the Gemara is Hibik Mitznib Yatiach Bachutz, so that mashma, that indicates that the place after the Hibik, but it's not Muchach, because the Gemara is not, the Gemara only wants to emphasize the Yatiach Bachutz element. But maybe the Gemara is